Not that much. No, he's in the fullback position, so he's in the running back room. He has done a little bit of scout team with the tight ends, though, which is good. Yeah, helping us out.
Coach, how do you think Engram looked in his debut?
For a rookie playing his first game in that environment, I thought he handled himself very well. Had some poise about him. There were a lot of things that needed to be cleaned up after the game from a technique standpoint, but he had zero mental errors, made the plays that were there to be made. So I was happy with his first game. Now he's got to take a big step in the second game. Similar, you know, for his first game with the new team, with the new system and that environment, I thought he played well. But again, there were technique issues and little fundamental things that we hadn't seen out of him that took a step back in the game that I think he'll improve on moving forward.
When the running game is struggling the way it is, like, does each group, and you speak for yours, you know, kind of take that challenge in a personal way?
Very much so. You take it to heart. That's across the board. It's every position. Including the wide receivers and quarterbacks as far as which way they're directing the runs. So, yeah, we take it very personal. We want to make sure that we take care of our job and at times in conjunction with the offensive line when we're working together.
You guys have been using more two tight end sets in that game. What do you think that adds to the offense?
I think it adds a significant amount. Just to be able to change personnel groups and have the different personnel groups, so much more for the defense to prepare for. That, you know, you can transition in and out of the different personnel groups. Now they have to transition in and out of their substitutions. A lot more for the defensive coordinator to have to think about, and a lot more for the defense to have to process.
Can I ask you just one? It's a little off topic, but what do you remember of 07? You know, where were you at that time?
Oh, I was at Temple University. I was at my first year at Temple University. You want more? Or what?
Yeah. I mean, okay. Were you at the game? You know, what were you able to be part of? And what? You know?
I was. I'll start here. After the championship game, it was my father's first Super Bowl. He had, you know, been to the playoffs many times. We were so proud. I immediately called my sister, and we were, you know, tearing up. So proud of him and all that he's gone through and all he's battled through in this league. And then to have the opportunity to go to the Super Bowl was tremendous for him. And then having, you know, winning it was unbelievable. So it was a very, very special time for our family.
As a coach, what sort of lessons can you take from that 0-17 that you can impart on this year's team?
Not being a part of it, I can't really comment that much on it. You know, I know from the 2011 year, I can speak on that because I was here for that. Just the way that team came together was really impressive down the stretch. And you always preach that. Each year is going to be a different year. You got to find your team, and they got to find a way to come together and play well.
Getting back to Evan and Brett, is there any concern, or you have to be mindful, maybe Brett Cool's not the right word, but Evan's very clearly one type of tight end and Brett's the other. When they're on the field together and it's separate, kind of maybe tip your hand
to the defense? Yeah, certainly you can. And that is something you have to worry about as a coach. But we've done a nice job so far as mixing the personnel groups and having Evan in a place where you wouldn't necessarily expect to see him and have Rhett in a place where you wouldn't necessarily expect to see him. I think we'll continue to do that moving forward so there are no tendencies.
Is Rhett a better pass catcher than maybe what he was?
No, I knew it. That's, you know, we've had our eye on Rhett now for the last 2 years in the offseason in free agency. He was my number one guy as far as a combination pure inline type tight end who can also go out and catch passes.
Kevin, a couple of players this week, Evan too, said talking about not taking the criticism personally. Was that a point of emphasis for the coaching staff to sort of be arch and be blunt and really wake these guys up after that game?
Well, not necessarily. I think all you have to do is put the film on and then you coach off the film. So what I'm saying is I think we'll always be critical when there's a need to be critical. And there was. And speaking personally from my personnel, from my group, it was the technique issues. The great thing about last week was there were zero mental errors between those two guys. So that's a step in the right direction. But there are a lot of things on the film that needed to improve. And we addressed it. You know, I think there's a lot of factors in that question, and a lot of it has to do with what the defense is doing. And based on what they were doing defensively with their coverages with a lot of soft zone, that's not necessarily the option that you're going to have based on how the Cowboys were playing. I think just based, you know, we game plan, and then we make adjustments based off of the game plan when the defense is doing something differently. So we had to make our adjustments, and we had to work more underneath coverage routes. I think it's, you know, he'll continue to get better and make strides, and that will help as far as, you know, being the more creative, more down the field type outlet. And then based on what the defense gives us, we'll have that opportunity to see that.
Okay.